Utah's new attorney general denies accusations that he helped a St. George businessman avoid an FTC investigation. The man accused of killing an Ogden police officer is suing his insurance company. And three Utahns die in a plane crash in Texas. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Monday, January 14th. I'm Brian Grimmett. Nevada Senator Harry Reid's office has denied having any involvement with lobbyists for Jeremy Johnson about an FTC investigation of his iWorks internet business. The Salt Lake Tribune reports Johnson says Utah Attorney General John Swallow was involved in his attempt to funnel $600,000 to lobbyists to influence Reid in the hope of making the investigation go away. Swallow vehemently denies the accusation, saying he only agreed to put Johnson in touch with lobbyists and had no further involvement. And he says Johnson is trying to smear him to divert attention from the legal consequences he's facing. Johnson has been charged with one count of mail fraud, and he was preparing to plead guilty last week until the arrangement with prosecutors fell apart. The report spurred Utah Democratic Party Chair Jim DeBacchus to ask the U.S. Attorney General to appoint a special prosecutor. The U.S. Attorney's Office issued a statement over the weekend saying there was never any agreement with Johnson not to prosecute John Swallow, and that shouldn't be interpreted to mean there is or isn't any investigation of Swallow going on. The man accused of killing an Ogden police officer and wounding five others a year ago is suing his insurance company. Matthew Stewart says Farmers Insurance paid too little on his claim for damages based on the raid. It paid $3,321, but it denied the rest, saying cleaning up the bloodstains is not covered by Stewart's policy. Stewart is facing a charge of capital murder in the death of Officer Jared Frankham and seven counts of attempted murder. Former Utah Governor John Huntsman has joined with Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia to create a political alliance they're calling No Labels. The goal, they say, is to put governing over hardened political stances and foster compromise. With sharp divisions in Washington entering President Barack Obama's second term, some lawmakers from both parties are seeking the political middle as voters increasingly view government as bitter and paralyzed. Three employees of Celtic Bank died in a plane crash in Texas Saturday morning. The Texas Department of Public Safety identified the three as Michael Endo, Michael Dell Bradley, and Rob Thompson. The plane went down shortly after taking off from an airport near Paris, Texas. Celtic Bank is based in Salt Lake City. CEO Reese Howell issued a statement saying it's a challenging and difficult time for the entire Celtic Bank family. A semi-trailer carrying gasoline exploded in flames Sunday night on Interstate 15 near Scipio. The Utah Highway Patrol says that a semi was pulling two trailers, one large and one small, when the small one caught fire. Crews contained the fire by 9:30 p.m. and prevented it from spreading to the larger tanker. The roadway was shut down in both directions as crews fought the fire and secured the site. A Vernal police detective has been charged with stealing painkillers from a couple in 2011. Candy Holmes and Russell Smith accused Detective Ben Murray of looking up information about them in the state's prescription drug database and stealing pills from them when he visited their home for alleged pill checks. A former union official has been charged with embezzling more than $20,000 from the National Treasury Employees Union in Ogden. Sheila Brown faces two counts of theft from a program receiving federal funds. She was the treasurer of Union Chapter 67, which represents workers at the Internal Revenue Service Center in Ogden. A woman was seriously injured over the weekend in an avalanche in Mill Creek Canyon. Unified police say Elizabeth Malloy was skiing with a male companion when they triggered the avalanche. They were wearing avalanche beacons, and he was able to dig her out and revive her with CPR. She was taken to University Hospital with head injuries. The avalanche danger was rated moderate to considerable Sunday in Utah's mountains after recent heavy snowfall. And finally, state officials in Utah are disappointed with a federal proposal to protect the Gunnison sage grouse as an endangered species in southwest Colorado and southeast Utah. Only about 120 of the birds exist in Utah, where a conservation effort on their behalf has been underway since the mid-1990s in San Juan County. Kevin Bunnell, Wildlife Section Chief of Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, told the Deseret News the state did everything it could to preclude a listing under the Endangered Species Act. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has proposed designating 1.7 million acres in Colorado and Utah as critical habitat for the bird, saying the species is in danger of extinction. The designation sometimes, but not always, means restrictions on human activities on the land. And that is your KUER News Pod for Monday, January 14th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.